I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti is on fire. That's from Eva DeHart with For Haiti with Love, describing this week's riots and escalating violence, frustration with Haiti's gas shortage, power blackouts, along with rising food prices and accusations of government corruption have finally boiled over. Many ministries in Haiti are taking to social media to describe their concerns for their sponsored children, the impact on the school programs, the lack of resources, the longstanding impact on the communities, and more. With protests and violence escalating over the last 3 days, DeHart urges us to joint prayer.
For safety, that all of them start praying. The people want the government's attention. The ministries need to get God's attention, because God is the one who can get the government's attention.
And today is Valentine's Day, the day of love. According to the National Retail Federation, U.S. consumers will spend over $20 billion to mark the occasion. A Christian worker we'll call Jane works with a ministry in Lebanon called Cry Out. While devoted to praying for the Near East region, they also live out their faith in tangible ways like this.
We've decided to think outside the box and do something different. And we're actually doing a Valentine's Day outreach. It's basically a love campaign because we want to flood two of the cities in our country with just the love of God. So we have different scriptures that we're going to put on different cards, and then we're just going to go out in the streets and give it to random people. So we're praying that God will prepare other people's hearts as much as he's preparing our hearts for these activities, and that there'll be a beautiful connection of what God wants to do.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.